Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson, final segment of the day. Tomorrow, we're going to have Daryl Richardson with us. Going to talk weather, NDSU Endon Director. And what else do we got going on? We got our NDSU segment. I think that's what I meant to say. We'll be checking markets and talking to their buddy from Richland IFC. The list goes on and on and on and on. Right now, speaking of friends, we're going to bring in Ray Kvalvog, who's a good friend of mine. And obviously, we've talked to Ray on this show before. He farms. He's been in the commodity world for, gosh, what, 30 years, Ray? 25 years? 30, Ray? 30 years? Maybe too long?
I got to say 30. I'm getting old.
I know you are.
Go 30.
So hey, the list goes on and on. And property investor, farmland investor, all that kind of fun stuff. So I thought it was a good, because literally I could take 5 minutes to introduce you. So I want to kind of expedite things a little bit, but you've been around. Let's put it this way. Ray's been around. So there you go.
That's right.
All right.
That's true.
Tell me about wheat. Why does it keep dropping? Why are we not, are we ever going to get some good prices on wheat? Because you're a wheat guy, right? You're up, you grow with your dad up in northern Minnesota.
I had wheat in this year, had an okay crop despite it being dry, about 70 bushel. I'm going to round up. It was a little tish under it, but that was okay considering how dry. But I think it just goes back to, that macro environment and what that crazy dollar is doing. And I remember being on your show here quite a few months back, and we kind of talked about that. You know, gosh, we've got all this inflation. Why isn't gold going up? Well, gold isn't going up because the dollar is strong, and wheat ain't going up because the dollar is strong. And I think those go hand in glove. And I think that's the culprit here, because we sure as heck, after what Russia did yesterday, we should have got a little bit of a push here on wheat, and it just ain't happening yet. But I think there'll be better times ahead. Let's put it that way. But it's the dollar right now that's killing both gold and wheat.
You might have more perspective. I know you'll have more perspective on this because we've gone through government shutdowns before. I don't know if technically we will get to a government shutdown. I know there's an extension being talked about. But as far as I know, it's dead on the floor right now, and it's not going anywhere because the votes are not there for McCarthy. So if we end up with a government shutdown, what's it like for the financial world? And I don't know if it affects grain commodities that much, or does it?
Yeah, I think it affects everything because it puts a negative light on the country as a whole. Again, you got to look at everything in the big picture, okay? And that's a negative for like your bond credit ratings and all that kind of stuff. So it's just kind of a big negative to just, you know, to not get into a lot of detail, which we can't. It's a big negative. It's not a positive. You're going to see the stock market struggle. You'll see the grain market struggle. It's not good. It's a negative. It's bad.
I'm just wondering if we're kind of getting a perfect storm brewing here. We may have interest rates go up again. I know they held steady last time, but the talk was from the Fed chair that they may have to raise interest rates. And now we got oil jumping significantly today, and it's up to about $93.77 a barrel. And inflation in general, food costs will go up. Gasoline costs are going to be jumping again, I would think, after a pretty decent jump. Maybe not as much as we recently have, but I just wonder, we got to get these commodity prices up if we're going to continue to pay more everywhere else.
Boy, that is true. I mean, it's a struggle. And I was listening to your show earlier. You had a gentleman on talking about the price of hamburger, and it's, you know, $7-$8 a pound. I mean, I looked at Hornbacher's the other day at some, weekend comes for football. We won't talk about football, but, at some New York Strip, stay $18 a pound, and, you know, a sack of potatoes, you usually buy, you know, $2-$3 or now $7. But I think what's happening here is that you've got everything. This inflation thing is tied to two major components, and they're getting out of control, and that's wages and energy. You've got to bring those down, and that's why these processors and everybody else are passing these costs along. I mean, heck, if you looked at the news yesterday or the day before, President Biden, he went in support of the UAW and said, yeah, I'm for a 40% increase in wages. 40. Well, I mean, the only way you can make it as an entity or as Ford Motor, whoever's building cars, is you've got to pass that cost along. Mm-hmm. So that's why you get these extremes in price. And unfortunately, then as us guys that are out producing or farmers, I mean, you're not getting that when you make the raw product. You know, you produce the raw product, your wheat, your beans, your corn. And that's a two-edged sword, I think, exactly what you're talking about. So you got a drop in commodity prices. We talked about this strong dollar. But then you've got rising costs everywhere else you look, from the price of the tractor to fuel, et cetera, et cetera. So it is really detrimental. So we've got to get a handle on both those things. And I'm all for clean energy, and that's all good, right, and all that. But man, we got to get our energy policy switched around here. We got to get that under control. And frankly, I don't know why we got such, you know, the wage pressures from, we just don't have workers. So, yeah. And I don't have an answer.
I don't know where they went to. Where'd the workers go to? Because at one time we did. I don't know, they left or they moved to Canada? Or
Well, that's what I don't. I mean, I don't understand what happened to the workforce or why they're so displaced if they're just, I mean, obviously the population hasn't changed. They're just not working, I think. I mean, and I get the population's older than that, but somewhere somebody smarter than me has to come up with the dynamics of why this is happening and how to resolve it. So energy and wages, that's what we got in a workforce. We got to get a handle on that.
Okay. A little bit closer to home, obviously, you farm. You've got you got a lot of land out there, farmland out there, but you farm with your dad up in Pennington County in that Thief River Falls area. How is the ag life up there? You mentioned your wheat, which actually is a fairly decent number compared to some, but how are the crops looking as harvest is here for 2023 in your region?
Good. Real good. You know, it isn't like unbelievable bin buster, but it's good, you know, and the old scale of 1 to 10, you know, probably 7, you know, type of a deal. Despite the fact it was dry, not a lot of rain, crops got a little bit of moisture here and there when it was needed. And, you know, some of this stuff, I don't know if it's varieties, whatever, they just seem they're able to pull through when it's drier. I haven't taken my beans off yet, but I got to tell you, and I'm not, you know, I don't consider myself a great technical farmer and do everything right. I'm more, and you know me, I just try to get stuff done. I'm probably going to have, and I've talked to a couple other neighbors up there, 45 bushel beans, maybe plus, is not out of the question. And that's pretty good for up there, you know? And I think that's where I'm going to be. I don't have anything dialed in on corn yet. I think that's going to be variable, but I would say, you know, low of 125 to high of 175 type number, maybe a little higher.
Okay.
So pretty good overall. Pretty decent. I think guys are pretty happy. We can kind of do without the rain now. Hopefully it would stop here a little bit. To get stuff off. But so overall, real good, Eric. It's decent. Very decent.
One other thing, I just wanted to ask you about farmland values. I know that's another thing. You've invested in a lot of farmland around the tri-state region. How are we sitting these days? Because I haven't heard a lot of stories about farmland, if the prices are holding steady or if they're continuing to go up like they had been.
Good question. I think it's definitely slowed down. I think the good stuff can still bring, and it is. I mean, you talk to the Pfeiffers, the Steffeses, and all those guys that do this for a living and are marking land. The good stuff still sells at a pretty good premium, but it's definitely slowed down. And the marginal or medium stuff is priced a little bit less, and the euphoria is off the top of the land market. I think we've had the peak, and there's no crash or anything. I mean, I don't see any of that. But definitely, you know, with the higher interest rates, the lower commodity prices, things have slowed. But definitely no issues. And we've come off, remember, 3 to 4 exceptional high revenue years for farm producers. So we're going to be a little down in 23 from 22, but nothing horrible.
Last question.
It's okay.
All right, last question for you. We got about 90 seconds left. It's a sports question. Anybody knows Ray and I, we're on the same page. Will the Twins finally win a playoff game? Not a series, but a playoff game. They're 0-18 in their last 18.
Boy, yeah, I think I heard the stat. They haven't won a playoff game since, back
2006 or 9 or whatever. It's been a while.
Yes, I think the Twins are good. They've got good pitching. And if their hitting can just come around and they can get Royce Lewis and Correa back, yes, I'll go on a limb. I think not only can they win a game, that first is going to be the best of three. I think they can win a series. I think they can first win that first one, which I think will maybe be against either Seattle or Houston or something like that. So, yeah, I think, and it's kind of exciting. Our only Minnesota sports team that I'm excited about, because Vikings are terrible. Yeah. Gopher football, terrible. Yeah. So there you go.
Hey, the Bison aren't terrible. Can't say that. I think the Sioux are okay.
I said Minnesota. Bison are better than I expected, and I like that. So, yes, Bison are good.
All right, very good. Well, Ray, thank you for hopping on. I'll have to catch up with you soon. Hopefully everything is going well with your family. And I know you had a birthday girl recently, so happy birthday to Kathy. Belated, but hopefully things are going well. Oh,
thank you. I got to just say one thing, and I know we're short on time, but things aren't going well with family because my dad, and if anybody has any answers, has stage 4 colon cancer that came back at me. We've been struggling with that one. So if anybody's got any hints, call Eric and pass them on to me, because I'll take anything, thoughts, prayers, or anything tangible, right. I'll take.
All right. Sorry to hear that, Ray. All right. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again soon. Out of time.